right, we're back, and that was Sal de Sol and Dropbox. Here Comes the Rain Again, featuring Kim Alex. So, yeah, that was awesome, and that was the song of the week of Shkwait Shachlach. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother, and he's an extreme survivalist. He survived Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, stage 4, also the big fires, forest fires of a few years ago, and the big flood of a few years ago. So he's come through a lot of trauma, and just a big inspiration to myself and many other people that know him, and just a blessing to have him come on our program and share with us his beautiful songs that he picks for us, and also his insights into our subjects. So thank you, Shkwait, for joining us, and welcome.
Good to be back.
Yeah, I sure love that song, Here Comes the Rain Again, because it sure is.
Yeah.
And we have our subject today, and it's on motivation, and we'd love to hear your words on that, because we know how motivated you were to survive all those afflictions and traumas.
Motivation. It's something that's just in us, but can be easily deflated. You know, we get unmotivated. What I think it is about, you know, we're motivated to achieve goals. We're setting goals. We got to set goals that are attainable, you know, not too easy. And not too hard, because, you know, if it's too easy, we get unmotivated because it's too easy. And if it's too hard to achieve, then, you know, we get deflated and unmotivated. So, you know, I figure, you know, we got to practice it, you know, setting achievable goals, you know, a little beyond our regular reach. But, you know, if we try hard enough, we'll achieve it. It's kind of like when we were in school, setting our daily goals for our subjects. The easy was 4, 5 pages. A little bit tougher, 6, you know. A little bit out of our reach, you know, unless it happens to be just all reading.
Yeah.
So, you know, I figured we just got to practice setting goals that are just beyond our reach. So, you know, we look forward to saying, oh, I'm going to do it today. It's kind of like when our big brother Angus was still alive, and we'd walk home from school, and he motivated me to get home faster by, we would run one telephone pole length, and then walk the next, run one, you know, and then over the weeks, we would run 2 telephone pole lengths, walk one, and, you know, till I was able to keep up with them. So, you know, that was attainable goals. You know, if he said, oh, we'll run 3 right off the hop, I know I wouldn't have been motivated to try be able to keep up to our big brother. But, you know, he set goals for me. So we got to continue on setting goals that are just right.
That's so great.
That's what I think about motivation, because, you know, we're easily deflated.
It's so cool, though, because you mentioned that it came from our older brother. And I think that's the way that we can look at, you know, other people around us, too, as we try to help motivate others to just set those goals, like you said. Not too far, but just enough to like stretch us and exercise us and get us to a next level. Like you said, mm-hmm. you know, you're probably running all the way home after a while, but you know, that takes time. And just really good insight and wisdom in recognizing that. So, yeah, we really appreciate that. So we really thank you and appreciate you for coming on their program live and sharing your insights and your wisdom and just helping us to look forward to something, which is your beautiful music and just your enthusiasm for life. And it helps motivate me for sure in recognizing all of what you made it through and came through. And just a really big boost, positive boost for myself and many other people.
Yeah, it's good to be appreciated. I just hope I don't get a swollen head. thinking I'm all that. I thank you guys there at the station and the listeners here and abroad for sending all your well-wishes, thoughts, and prayers and love my way. I send it all back to you guys a thousandfold.
Thank you so much, Kukstjamch. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week. And just have a great rest of your week and weekend. And lots of love to you.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother, Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkana, BC. And we have another guest coming up with us. Our music coordinator, Kanavar, and also Lady Faima. But we'll be right back.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making you sad? Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired. Because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands. Even writing it down. Nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
All right, we're back, and we do have some music from Kanavar, and we'd love to have him introduce it. What is it?
The translation of this piece, the characters are in Chinese, but the translation is in English as Impromptu Rain. And you guys were speaking about motivation. And for me, sometimes, because day to day, I'm listening to a lot of music, but by trade, I am a musician. And it's really fun to compose your own music and to record and make your own music. And sometimes it's hard to find that motivation sometimes. But this piece, I was thinking about a piece I did years ago where I had a microphone inside of a storage shed that we had, and it's a tin roof kind of situation. And the rain was hitting the roof, and this was years ago. And then when I was making this piece, it's a solo instrumental piece for a classical Chinese instrument called the guqin, and it's a plucked stringed instrument, and it's quite hard to play. You have to grow out your nails, which is awkward for me as a piano player. And then I haven't received formal training, but I can kind of understand what I'm doing. So I did a bit of a impromptu piece here, and it was inspired by the plucking sounds, and the choices of strings were inspired by rain hitting the side of the roof. And it rains quite a bit here in the fall, and so this was a piece I did in the spring, in late winter, early spring kind of thing.
Okay, so we're gonna play that, and this is you
this is me playing, recording, mixing, all of that.
Okay. Amazing. And what was the name of it
in English? Impromptu Rain.
Impromptu Rain.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on to your seats, ladies and gentlemen. Here goes. Enjoy it. I know we will.
Yes.
That's how I feel whenever I play it. It's a very interesting instrument, and when we listen to it recorded, it does sound very close. But the right. interesting thing about the guzheng is it's really meant to be played in quiet and small and few people kind of settings, and
right.
it doesn't make that much sound on its own, so you need to put it on a resonant surface. Generally, you play it on a table or a bench that's right. made out of wood that helps it resonate, and even way back in the day, sometimes stone as well, too. And it's an instrument that dates back over 2,500 years.
Right.
And the cool thing about the notation for the notes, it's seven strings. It used to be five, but then they doubled the bottom two. And it's tuned to a pentatonic scale, so you really can just pluck any string and it'll sound good. But you can do full chromatic
stuff. My kind of instrument.
Yeah, it's great. And the notation for it, the musical notation, is all written. There's no music notes, but it's right. characters as if you're reading a book
yes.
that indicate how you're supposed to play, the intentions, the speed. And there's you know, 140 different ways to pluck the string. So it's a it's a complicated instrument, and it's definitely something that I'm working on. But I remember, to go back to the theme of today, I remember sharing it with someone who also plays another classical Chinese instrument called the guzheng. And she and I, she's a family friend, and I sent this recording over to her, and she said, wow, keep going, keep learning. So sharing that with someone gave me the motivation to keep learning this instrument, and I am but a beginner, but it's that connection with someone who understands where you're going, where you're coming from, to give you that motivation to keep on trucking.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's almost like those notes go right through your soul, just like
it's a resonant.
I can really feel it in my body.
I mic'd it very close. There's there's a part of the instrument that's like the pool. They call it the pool, the dragon's pool, and then it resonates, and it's a space underneath, because the instrument itself is made out of wood, and the one I have is made out of Polonia wood that's over a century old.
Wow!
And at the time I was like, should I buy this as a kind of expensive instrument? Ended up being an excellent purchase, and it's something that you know, when I let my fingernails grow out, then I can go and play that instrument. So it's definitely something that I'm still working on, but hearing the response from friends and family about it gives me the motivation to keep going on it.
Beautiful.
It's very technical, very fun.
Very wonderful. So we're gonna also ask Lady Fahima for her words on motivation. And thank you for inviting Kanvar and making sure he got on.
We'll have more motivational and more excellent stuff. I'm just gonna hop on out of here, but thank you so much, everyone.
It was a blessing.
Motivated hearing about your motivation.
There we go. Yes, the levels of motivation.
Beautiful. Exactly. Thank you so much for the beautiful music and joining us live.
Always a pleasure. Take care.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye for now. And Lady Fahima, I would love to hear your words on that.
I'm just so stunned, motivated already by him. It's just amazing art, amazing knowledge that he practiced at the very, very earliest stage. What a blessing. Motivation, Chief, is going to be hearing truth and pursuing justice, building relationships for the First Nation, indigenous people. This is the greatest motivation in my life. Having a purpose in the life is just motivation. Having and listening to the music of Lady Gaga, that she has been bullied in her life. What she did, her positive action, she just stepped in to the society with his music and with his art. He brought to the attention of the public and how to put the stop about the bullying and the racism, which is racism, which these factors are the cancer of the society. And she did marvelous job for the very long term till now. By her art, she showed who she is. This is motivation. Having Dr. Payam Akhavan, international lawyer of United Nations seat, and having interview with him at this station seat, is with the Free Voices ready at this radio station, is just one of the greatest motivation in my life. However, I encourage, and my desire is, be you. Don't be somebody else. Be you. And whoever you are, celebrate the humanity with your nation as one nation, regardless of the color and the belief system. Let's we celebrate the humanity and encourage the peace in the world so we can have one planet as one body, as one nation. And I pray and I desire and I dream really high for that day and the peace for the world. Thank you very much for having me. It's just such a great pleasure just to be at the station, at the radio station, Free Voices. And free choices. Yes, your choices is yours. And fly high and just have a big dream. You know, never stop wherever you are. After all, I am the servant of mankind. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much. It's always a beautiful, wonderful honor and privilege to have your words, your wisdom, your just your enthusiasm for humanity in helping us to grow it into a beautiful, positive, wonderful place for all generations, all genders, and all races. We should be looking forward to this and embrace it as it comes. This peace can be attained and achieved by everyone and anyone. I know, because I've come to have that peace, and I'm able to ignite it once in a while, almost as I will it now. And it's just a wonderful thing that, you know, it can be done, and it should be done for everyone. And I wish it upon everyone.
Yes.
And I really appreciate you coming and joining us and just
thank you.
Blessing us with your wonderful words. And thank you so much for the tea party that you brought for everyone to enjoy here at the station.
You. Thank you so much. This is the journey that I'm going through, and is that I try my very best to carry the legacy of Counselor Ferry on her behalf. And I know that she was very invited, always inviting all the nation in her heart, the hospitality and whatsoever is not from me. It's just the direction that I get and bring and carry on her legacy. Thank you.
Yes, yeah, we do honor her legacy, because she did bring so much to each and every one of us. And she left us a very great format in this radio program to help reach out to everyone. And we also do give a big shout out to the staff here.
Absolutely.
For sure.
For Magnus.
Generosity.
Yes. Yeah, for
knowledge.
For Robin.
Yes.
For Conovar.
Yes.
For Jesse.
Magnus.
For Jewel. And all the other volunteers that
There's
come
lots,
up here. So. Yeah. And make sure we're going. All the technicians that help build this studio and make it like sound so beautiful in here. I get inspiration too, like when I come and I'm setting up our program, and I get to listen to the music and let it just envelop me and get me all jacked and ready for the show.
Sure, it's not the caffeine. It's not the caffeine, it's the music.
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit of both.
A little bit of both. A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
And especially with, you know, with co-hosts like yourselves, you know, you're just so enthusiastic and willing to join into this beautiful odyssey of positivity and human growth.
Thank you.
I just really appreciate it. So we're going to say bye to everyone. Thank you all for joining us at Free Voices here at CJSF 90.1 FM. And we'll be playing again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. So come and join us. And we'll have some more beautiful, wonderful music and more words of wisdom and truth and honor and blessings. And we'll be looking forward to that. So we're going to play some music from Shaky Graves. And the song is called Late July. I know it's not late July.
We'd like it to just be late July, yeah, yeah, right?
But pretty soon.
Yeah. We tried to play it before, but we just didn't have the time. So I think we'll have enough time to play the whole song this time. So enjoy, everybody. This is Shaky Graves and his song called Late July. And just have a wonderful, beautiful rest of your week and weekend.
Full of motivation.
Yeah, and come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Here it is, Shaky Graves in late July.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I decided to stick with it and was like, Shaky Graves. And I told, I guess, a few people that night, and so the next night people were, hi, what's up, Shaky? I was like, that's that's okay. That works fine for me.
But don't you worry, don't you fret, though I won't.